She was standing at the center of the subway platform when the man punched her. She felt immediate outrage. How dare he? And then she remembered that in this city, crazy things happened. So she stepped away from him. He was wearing a red woolen hat and was swinging her handbag at his head when he shoved her toward the edge of the platform. She said, "Stop it! Are you crazy?" But he pulled her toward the very edge of the platform. She screamed, tried to pull away. Finally, he put all his strength into a last desperate shove. She fell backward onto the tracks. A train was coming. She heard its thunder up the track and turned to see its lights in the distance. She scrambled to her feet, tried to get back onto the platform. "Help me!" she said to no one and grabbed the edge of the platform with both hands, thrusting herself up. She was on the platform now, the train 30 feet away and screeching out of the darkness. Shivering, she lay flat on the platform, sobbing. She did not know how long it was before a transit authority policeman came to her. Blonde Birgitta Rundquist marched into the station house at 3 o'clock on the afternoon of December 28th, the Friday before the big New Year's Eve weekend. She said she had just witnessed a murder attempt. The desk sergeant buzzed the squad room. Upstairs, Detective Meyer Meyer was sitting at his desk, typing up a report. The telephone rang. 87th Squad, Detective Meyer. He listened for a moment and said, "Send her up." Birgitta came into the squad room 3 minutes later. Meyer offered her the chair alongside his desk. She told him she worked as a nanny. She was just wheeling the baby into the house when she saw this automobile come roaring around the corner, aiming straight for this woman walking on the sidewalk. The car was aiming for her? "Yes, sir," Birgitta said. "It jumped onto the curb. It tried to run her over." "When was this?"
"Just before lunch."
"What kind of car was it?"
"A Ford Taurus, a sort of metallic gray."
"Did you notice the license plate number?"
"I did. DB37612,
Birgitta said. He wrote it down.
"Did you see who was driving the car?"
"A man. He aimed the car at her and tried to hit her."
"Was he white or black?"
"White. He was wearing a red woolen hat."
"How about the woman?" he said. "Anyone you know?"
No, I'm sorry."
"Did you talk to her at all?"
"No, I took the baby inside the house, and when I came out again, she was gone."
"What'd she look like?"
"She had blonde hair, and she was in her 30s.
"What was she wearing?"
A mink coat, dark boots."
"Anything else you can tell me?"
"That's all," Birgitta said. "He was trying to kill her. Will you do something about it?"
"Of course," he said. The first thing he did was call Motor Vehicles to request a computer check on the license plate number. The MVB reported that the car in question was registered to a Dr. Peter Gundler. Meyer wrote down the doctor's address and then called auto theft. The detective he spoke to there told Meyer that the good doctor's car had been reported stolen on Christmas Day. "Nice present, huh?" Meyer thanked him and hung up. "Easy come, easy go," he thought. There were times when Detective Steve Carella looked positively Chinese, the light touching his face in a way that made his dark eyes appear slanted. He looked up from the report when she came down the corridor, a tall, slender blonde woman hesitating outside the gate. "Mrs. Bowles?" he said.
"Yes."
"Please, sit down." She looked very grave. Straight blonde hair, dark eyes, solemn.
"Someone's trying to kill me," she said.
"Yeah," he said and nodded. She had called not a half hour earlier, and now she was telling him how she'd been waiting on the subway platform when a man pushed her onto the tracks. This was a little more than 2 weeks ago. And then yesterday, he'd tried to run her over with an automobile. The same man. This was all news to Carella. So he listened now while Emma told him that she'd gone out for a little walk, and suddenly this gray car climbed the sidewalk, chasing her.
"The same man was driving the car," she said. "The one who pushed me off the platform, and I know who he is."
Carella looked at her.
"He used to drive my husband."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?